Georgia blocks plan to open K-12 grants to illegals. By Neil Monroe on March 31, 2023. Georgia's GOP-run legislature rejected a bill backed by Governor Brian Kemp that could have allowed illegal migrants to get taxpayer grants for private schools. The defeat imposed by 16 GOP members is also a win for D.A. King, who founded the New Dustin Inman Society to help Americans organize against government-backed illegal migration. He persuaded legislators to modify the bill, but GOP leaders and lobbyists refused to add language that would have prevented illegal migrants from enrolling their kids in the state grant program. "Making Georgia as inhospitable as possible to illegal immigration is our prime directive," he told Breitbart News, adding, "We are proud of the fact that we have been successful in getting language into the bill that makes illegal alien students ineligible for the proposed new state-funded Georgia Promise Scholarship. We take full credit for that language. I'm disappointed that we have not yet convinced leadership to take illegal alien parents out of the equation. We think the bill will pass next year if the Republicans in charge take the same no rewards for illegal immigration attitude we work under." The school of choice bill was opposed by Democrats, and also by GOP legislators from rural districts who fear it would drain funds from poor school districts. "I'm hopeful that we can get this over the finish line," Kemp told radio host Eric Erickson when he endorsed the bill on Monday. The state's legislators also listened to a lot of the critics that are out there and taken some of their suggestions about accountability and other things, he said. Kemp has done little to curb the inflow of illegal migrants into the state since he was elected in 2018. That inflow is strongly backed by the state's business sector, which gains from President Joe Biden's inflow of legal, illegal, and quasi-legal workers, consumers, and renters. That inflow of wage-cutting workers tilts the state's labor market towards employers and enables the abuse of Americans and migrants. In February, Breitbart News reported. This month, the Department of Labor announced that a judge affirmed the agency's investigation into Pure Beauty Farm Incorporated, requiring the nursery to pay almost $200,000 in penalties and nearly $18,000 in back wages to one particular employee. As part of the agency's findings, Pure Beauty Farm Incorporated allegedly gave preferential treatment to foreign H-2A visa workers in the hiring process specifically for agricultural jobs at its Greensboro, Georgia, farm. The support of the state's bipartisan establishment for migration also provides Biden with cover to continue the much larger inflow of migrants into New York, California, Texas, Washington, and other coastal states. His flood of workers to those states minimizes the need for coastal investors to create high-tech jobs in states such as Georgia. Within Georgia, the migrants divert investment from rural Georgia towns to Atlanta's growing population of migrants. If the bill had passed, the Georgia Promise Scholarship Act would have created a limited fund to provide many $6,500 grants for children to attend non-government schools. But many hard-working illegal migrants bring their children to the United States and use fake identities to avoid federal immigration law, migrant criminals, or home state crimes. By making the parent eligible to apply for the grants, the bill would have displaced needy Americans, said King. Kemp's endorsement of the bill deterred some GOP legislators from recognizing the parent loophole, King said. While talking to legislators, any questions involving parents are met with a response about the gain for students because they don't want to talk about it, he told Breitbart News before the vote. The bill's drafters and supporters sought to minimize debate about migration because they hope to pass similar pro-migration legislation in many other states, King said, adding. They are clear in the demand that taxpayer funds be made available to pay private school tuition for all students when the parents apply for the proposed benefit. America's raging illegal immigration crisis is carefully avoided in this demand. I have been to their meetings. Any deviation from the all-students dogma is regarded as somehow anti-school choice. It's rather like dealing with the brainwashed Moonies in the airports of the 1970s. The bill, with the loophole for migrants, was backed by multiple groups, such as the American Federation for Children, Georgia Connection, EdChoice, and Americans for Prosperity Georgia, which declared after the vote. Atlanta, Americans for Prosperity Georgia, AFPGA, is extremely disappointed with the House for failing to pass SB 233, which would provide promised scholarship accounts for Georgia students. King never ever gives up, said John Vinson, the president of the American Immigration Control Foundation, an anti-migration group based in Monterey, Virginia. He's gotten some good laws passed down there, Vinson added. Representative Todd Jones sponsored the House version of the bill, SB 233. Senator Greg DeLisle sponsored the Senate's version of the bill. Neither legislator responded to questions from Breitbart News.